Do we really need an event of crisis proportions to force ourselves to do what is right? Why should that be? Instead, shouldn't we seek Yahweh in the good and in the bad, knowing that right is right, regardless of the circumstances? We all know the answers to these questions. Brethren, let us walk with faith, knowing that our lives are not easy, and probably never will be in this lifetime. But we look forward to a greater lifetime that lies just ahead, a life where Yahweh will bring swift justice upon the enemies of righteousness, and where every tear will be wiped away, and every heart will be comforted. For a final passage, turn with me to that passage of hope found in Revelation 21, beginning with verse 1. Revelation 21, 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were gone, and the sea is no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from Yahweh, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of Yahweh is with men, and he shall tabernacle with them, and they shall be his peoples, and Yahweh himself shall be with them, and be their Elohim. And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things are passed away. And he that sits on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he says, Write, for these words are faithful and true. And he said to me, They have come to pass. I am the Aleph and the Tau, the beginning and the end. I will give to him that is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his El, and he shall be my son. A great promise for all those who believe in Yahweh and continue moving forward. But also, as much as I hate to do it, let's just read one verse ahead as a warning. But for the fearful and unbelieving and abominable and murderers and fornicators and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, their part shall be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So let's be a part, brothers and sisters, of those who enjoy the inheritance of life that is described in the first seven verses. Let's do so, moving forward in faith, knowing that no matter how difficult our situation in this life, if we press forward, we will have these great things because the mouth of Almighty Yahweh has pronounced it. So may Yahweh bless us all as we continue doing this will. Thank you.